Now, what exactly is dark matter? The stuff that's all around us in the universe, but we can't really see or detect with the light. That's one of the big questions facing scientists today. Researchers are trying to shed new light on that question by creating one of the most detailed 3D maps of the universe to date. The project is called the Dark Energy Spectroscopic Instrument, also known as DESI. Risa Wexler is a professor of physics at Stanford University. She works with the Stanford Linear Accelerator Center, also known as the SLAC, National Accelerator Laboratory. She previously worked as a spokesperson for the DESI project and plans to use some of the results in her own research. Risa, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Lovely to be here. Thanks for having me.
Can you help us understand what the DESI project is mapping?
Yeah, so what we are mapping is we're actually looking at the positions of about 40 million galaxies and quasars. And the goal is to actually map as much of the universe as we can. We're trying to understand where the structure is in the universe so that we can actually map out where the dark matter is in the universe and also learn about how it evolves over time.
Dark matter and dark energy, seems like we had a pretty good sense they're out there, but really hard to detect. Can you tell us a little bit about those things that are such a fundamental part of our universe?
Yeah, absolutely. So let me first clarify the difference between these two words, because we've already talked about both of them without clarifying. So dark matter is, as far as we know, matter just like, you know, you and me and the stars and planets. But as far as we can tell, it's made of something entirely different. So we think it's some kind of particle that is, you know, not on the periodic table, that's, you know, sort of made of something different than you and me. But it behaves just the same with gravity. And because it behaves just the same with gravity, we can actually see how it behaves, on the scale of the universe with gravity. Now, dark energy is something quite a bit different. We kind of use that phrase as a shorthand for the measurement that we've made that the universe is not just expanding, but it's actually accelerating faster and faster. And if the universe is only made of matter, it can only slow down because matter pulls things together. And when we go out and measure how the universe is expanding, that expansion rate is actually speeding up with time. And because of that, we know there has to be something other than matter in the universe. And that something else, we give it the name dark energy. Now, we don't know what that is. And so DESI is one of the experiments that is really trying to figure out what dark energy is by measuring the universe on the largest scales possible.
I wanted to ask you about the main tool for DESI, or tools, which I understand a ground-based big telescope and lots of robots. How are we mapping here?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're actually doing is we're trying to measure essentially the 3D positions of a lot of galaxies. Now, there's kind of two kinds of things we do with modern ground-based telescopes. One is basically take pictures, and that gives you a 2D map. What DESI does is that it uses pictures that have already been taken, and then it tries to figure out how far those things are away from us. So that's the 3D map. And it does that by taking a spectrum of each individual galaxy that we identify. So far, all of the instruments that we've ever done this with have taken spectra of a few million galaxies, and DESI is going to multiply that by roughly a factor of 10 to get us something like 40 million galaxies.
Go ahead.
Well, you asked about the robots.
Yes.
So the big advantage of what DESI does that other surveys haven't been able to do in the past is that we have what we call these fiber robots. So the fiber refers to an optical fiber. It's like something that light can go down. So we use those fibers to catch the light of the galaxy and then disperse it so that we can measure its intensity as a function of wavelength. That's called a spectrum. So what DESI is able to do is it has little robots that move those fibers around. In the past, we actually had to position them by hand on the places where we knew the galaxies to be. And DESI allows us to reconfigure. It actually uses 5,000 of these little fiber robots to reconfigure very quickly. So we look at one patch of sky for about 20 minutes, and then we very quickly move those robots around, and we look at another patch of sky, and that gives us another 5,000 galaxies.
We're talking to physicist Risa Wexler at Stanford University about this project to map galaxies around the universe and gain a better understanding of the stuff between the galaxies along the way. And Risa, I understand another big part of your work is to make your own universes, simulate universes with different rules. What are you doing? That sounds cool.
Yeah, that's right. So one of the things I do in my own research is I essentially make models of the entire universe in a computer. And when you do that, you can play around with, you know, what's in that universe. So the kinds of things we play around with include, you know, how much dark matter is there, how much dark energy is there, how do they change as a function of time? And what that allows us to do, we make those models in a computer, and we actually make predictions for where we expect the distribution of galaxies to be in the sky, you know, on a statistical basis. And then with projects like DESI, those maps actually allow us to test those models. So, you know, if we have, you know, universe one that has a little bit less dark energy and universe two that has a little bit more dark energy, DESI will actually allow us, by measuring where the galaxies are, to tell the difference between those two universes.
Right. So then are you hoping to take this work from DESI and bounce back and forth between those results as they come in and then your simulation project?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a key part of what we do, is basically this back and forth. It's one of the things I love about this kind of work, is we're sort of always back and forth between making predictions and testing those predictions. And then, you know, ideally, we actually break our models, and then we have to go back to the drawing board and try something new.
And as I understand it, Risa, when we look far away at galaxies in the universe, we're also getting a picture of the very distant past, because these signals are coming to us from a very, very long way. What kind of things are we learning about the early days of the universe?
Yeah, that's fantastic, and that's a really, really key point. There's this amazing fact, which is that light has a finite speed, and that means that something far away takes a certain amount of time to get to us. So when we look very far away, it means we basically have a time machine. We're basically looking back in the past. And with DESI, we're going to be able to look back about 11 billion years into the past. So we think the universe is about 13.8 billion years old. So we're getting pretty close to the beginning. But you know, right to that spot where we still have a lot of galaxies and quasars in the universe. So with DESI, it's called the Dark Energy Spectroscopic Instrument, because the key thing that is really driving the design of DESI is trying to understand, what is this dark energy? Why is the universe accelerating, and what was it doing in the past? And there's this really interesting fact, is that in the past, 11 billion years ago, we actually know that the expansion rate was slowing down. And then about 7 billion years ago, it started to speed up. And that speed up was due to dark energy basically winning the tug of war against dark matter at that time. So previous surveys have been able to measure that. DESI is going to be able to measure that with exquisite precision. So it's really going to test our theories at much higher precision than we've been able to do before, and especially to test our theories of gravity better than we have been able to do before.
And Risa, before I let you go, do we know when we're going to have a full map from DESI?
So DESI is a 5-year project, and we just started. So the early data actually looks fantastic. We've already got a couple of million objects that we have these measurements for. But it's going to be about 5 years till we have a full picture. But I'm really excited about what we're going to learn along the way. It's a really rich project. You can imagine that, you know, if you're measuring a factor of 10 more objects than anyone's seen before, there's a lot of science you can do with that kind of survey.
Risa, thanks so much for sharing this with us.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
That's Risa Wexler, physicist from Stanford University and the SLAC National Accelerator Laboratory. She was with us today to talk about a project to create the most detailed 3D map of the universe and what it might teach us about gravity and dark energy.